So as we begin, I want to make sure you all know that everything that I suggest today is exactly that, is a suggestion, an invitation, and not an expectation. So please adjust as needed to your needs and your body and your nervous system. So we start by stopping. By being a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. And I invite you, if you are comfortable with it, to allow your eyes to stay open at least for a little while during today's session, as we'll be tapping into the different senses. And one of those senses, of course, is sight. So you can choose to close them if that's best for you. And the invitation is to keep them open just a little bit. So before we get into that, let's just notice where we are right here, right now. You can become aware of the ground beneath you, or whatever surface it is that you are resting on. And if you are lying down, you might be especially aware of those places, those weight-bearing places of contact with your support. So that might be the back of your head on its support. The back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, and the back of your pelvis on the floor, soles of your feet resting on the floor, or maybe the back of your legs resting over a support, back of your arms and elbows. So really just taking note of those points of contact. And know that you are supported physically. The ground is supporting you. And you could think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from there, expand your awareness out to include the space that's around you. You can look, or you can just know that the space above you, the space below you, the space to either side of you, the space in front of you and behind you, and of course the space in every other possible direction too. And you can have this sense of yourself in the center of your own space, kind of this cushion of space. Bubble of space all around you. Then you could think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. And from here, I invite you to just do a little mini scan of yourself and see what you notice. And if anything that's painful or uncomfortable shows up for you, I invite you to meet that with kindness, acknowledgement. Know that there's nothing that you have to do right now. There's nothing you have to change or fix. And you're of course free to move and make yourself more comfortable too at any point. So I'm going to invite you to do another little scan of yourself, and this time with a question in mind, with a little curiosity about where there might be what we're going to call a little bit of ease. Where might there be a little bit of ease in you? And by ease, we don't mean anything special kind of flow state. Just somewhere that feels a little bit less tense, less tight, less uncomfortable than what you might have noticed initially. somewhere that just maybe feels a little bit normal or even under the radar because it's not doing anything to bring itself to your attention. We'll just call this ease. You can think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease that might be in my feet, my toes, my ankles. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my legs, my calves, my shins, my knees, my thighs. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my hips, my back, low back, mid back, upper back. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my belly, solar plexus, chest, my heart. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my shoulders, my arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, thumbs. I'm free to notice any ease that might be in my neck, my throat, my face, my jaw, my head. I am free to notice ease. And as you lie there or be there in something that's something like stillness, please know you are free to move. You could think to yourself, I am free to move, but I don't have to. I am free to rest, but I don't have to. So now we're going to bring our awareness to the different senses, the traditional five senses. So let's start with the sense of touch. And you can get curious and ask yourself, what am I touching right now? What am I touching right now? And of course, that's not just with your hands, but with any place in your body. You could also ask, what is touching me? It's a two-way process. What do you notice about what's touching you and what you are touching? And next, bring your awareness to what you can see. So if you have let your eyes close, this might be a good time to just gently let them be open for a brief time. What can you see right now? What's in your kind of easy line of sight? What's in your kind of peripheral vision? And you can think of this act of seeing as a sort of receiving and a perceiving. You don't have to try and see anything. Just what's coming to you? Just be with that for a moment to two more. What can I see? Well, let's move now to our sense of hearing. What sounds can you hear right now? And of course, there is the sound of my voice, so I'll have some pauses in this little bit to give you time to hear other sounds. And maybe just start with what sounds you might hear that are in the room that you're in, that are in the space that you're in. or the sounds that are coming from within you. Sound of your breath, for instance. Or the sounds from outside your room that are coming in, from somewhere else in your building, in your house, your apartment, from somewhere outside in the world. What are you noticing? And of course, this is also a receiving, perceiving. What sounds are you receiving? What sounds do you perceive? And then we'll move to the sense of smell. Is there any smell that you are receiving, perceiving right now? There might not be much of anything. If you wish, you can bring your hand up to near your nose. Maybe if you washed your hands or put a lotion on recently, you can perceive that. Maybe there's something else in the house. And if there's nothing that particularly comes to you right now, just notice that. And finally, we'll come to the sense of taste. And presuming that you're not actually eating something while you're doing constructive rest, maybe there's a residual taste of something in your mouth. Is there something that you can detect, notice? What qualities, how would you describe that taste? What do you notice? What do you perceive? You can think to yourself now, I am free to perceive with all my senses. So now I'm going to guide you on a little mini imaginary journey of the senses. So I want you to start by imagining a lemon in front of you, a beautiful, ripe, yellow lemon. So first start by imagining what you can see. What do you see? Take in the color, the shape, the details on the skin. What do you notice? What do you see when you look at this imaginary lemon? You're looking at your lemon. And now I invite you to imagine that you pick up this lemon, you touch it. So you can feel the weight of the lemon. You can feel the texture of the lemon under your fingers. So just kind of staying with that sense of touch, so there's for a moment or two. What do you notice about touching your lemon? So now I want you to imagine that you've got a board in front of you and you put the lemon down, you've got this very sharp, nice knife, and you cut it in half. And you can hear the sound of that, you can see the sight of it. And you pick up just now one half of the lemon. You bring it close to your nose. You smell the smell of the lemon. Imagine that smell. And then now, finally, you put the lemon on your tongue, the cut side of the lemon. You can imagine that sweet, tart, juicy sensation. You've got touch and taste and smell. Just notice that. And now you can put your imaginary lemon away. And just maybe reflect for a moment that even though that was imaginary, what you sensed with that in yourself and how your body even responded. So think to yourself, I am free to notice. I am free to feel. I am free to experience and enjoy even all my senses. I am free to receive. I'm open to receiving sensory input, sensory appreciation, you might say. I am free to perceive with all my senses. And now just come back to yourself, lying there or being in constructive rest. You can notice again your contact with the ground beneath you, and you can notice if that's changed a little bit from how it was at the beginning of the session. And you can think to yourself, I'm free to receive the support of the ground. And you can be aware once more again of the space you're in and the space that is all around you. And think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And you can think, I am free to enjoy all my senses. I'm free to use all my senses. I am free to perceive. I am free to notice. And I am free to notice ease. I am free.